think the bottom line is that for SADC mediation to be successful or to be deemed to have been successful, Zimbabwe must hold an election that is undisputed, an election that moves us from the same kind of political quagmire we've been stuck in over the last decade. So it's very understandable from that perspective that you presently do not have an environment that can guarantee you an election that goes beyond dispute. So I think it's well within SADC's place, South Africa, to insist right now that beyond the agreement on the constitution, key reforms, and it doesn't have to be a maximum agenda at this point, I'd say key minimum reforms that ensure a credible election or an election that will not be disputed.
What are you calling key and minimal here?
Well, the very first thing is to ensure that the culture, in my view, the culture of impunity that has, you know, resulted in violence and intimidation in past elections does not have a place in an electoral environment. And for that to happen, it means that you need to have a police force or a security apparatus that is geared to be exercising or enforcing the law in an impartial manner and in a way that guarantees safety and security to, you know, citizens so that people are able to come out and participate. So you do have to have key security sector reforms that align the security forces to a point where we can say the, you know, people are guaranteed an environment of safety and security where there will not be violence, there will not be intimidation. And the second key issue is to do with the monitoring and observation of those elections. As we saw recently in Kenya, it helps a lot in terms of building the credibility of the process